Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, and as always, you're invited if you want to join us here live Saturday episode of the program. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We've got all kinds of crazy news, including a scary poll result from the Pew Research Center showing that 48% of Americans want the government to restrict misinformation, so-called, on social media.
I believe that those people should not be called Americans.
Yeah, and the really sad part is that number's gone up.
Yeah,
I believe that those should not be called people.
We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Be careful with dehumanizing others, because that's their tactic.
Okay,
I'm just denationalizing them.
I mean, people choose things for themselves. Now, what is not people is when you get your signals from a queen bee and act on them without thinking.
I can kind of agree with him in this respect that forcing your opinion on another person is inhuman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's definitely true, but it's also all too common. So we'll get into that story, but first, Peakless Mountaineer, you just walked in, so you didn't get a chance to see any of these that I was sharing with the captain before the show. Have you seen any of the Taliban memes? As in memes made by the Taliban?
One. I saw the ice cream one. I had to look into why that was a thing.
Yeah, they've got better ones.
Oh.
Yeah, the Taliban can meme, turns out.
Apparently all of the humor being on the right is not restricted to America.
Yeah, so right now you can go to Twitter and people are passing around Taliban memes. There's one particular account that I've been following, because one of the interesting things that makes 2021 different from 2001 when the war in Afghanistan kicked off is that we don't have to trust the media to tell us what the Taliban actually is saying.
Well, only because they haven't been canceled, which raises a good question. If the Taliban gets canceled, have they been Talibaned?
Well, thankfully, in this case, even though Twitter banned Donald Trump, they haven't banned some of the Taliban from their platform. And Malang Kostay, spelled MalangKhostay, has been posting up a storm recently, including some pretty entertaining memes and some pretty, interesting posts as well, including one where he is being photographed in the Bagram prison, where he says the Americans tortured their people for the defense of their homeland. And then, he also posts photos and videos of what's ostensibly going on in Kabul, including a 42-second video of just people walking down the streets. Stores are open. Everything just seems as normal. Oh, and there's no one wearing masks.
Right. And everything's open.
Yeah, which is interesting because it's, at a glance, I mean, it's still Afghanistan, probably somewhat repressive in a number of ways, but at a glance, it appears to be less repressive, at least on the street level, than San Francisco.
Are there any women there?
There are women there, yes.
And
they're wearing hijabs.
Not wearing masks?
No, they're not. They're wearing hijabs.
So, no hair, which, as I understand, is a thing because hair is sexy, which, to be fair, hair is sexy.
Yeah.
And
is that a dig on bald people?
Well, you have hair. It's just not on top of your head.
It's migrated down to the chin now, so I got to keep the head balance ratio going on. I'm like a cat.
Well, no, that's fine. You just have to have some somewhere in order to be sexy. As I understand it, from their religious perspective, having hair, especially long flowing hair, is very sexy, which, fair.
And it's reserved for their husband.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's actually really good news that they, I think there is a very distinctive difference between when you are keeping your hair out of public view because you don't want to titillate people compared to wearing like a full body, I am a sheet.
Right.
And
the burqa, you mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And in particular, there is a very big difference that happens when you take your face away from people.
Yeah, people wearing sheets, no matter what you know they're trying to do with it, needs to just stop.
Well, yeah. If we get a chance, you've got a story about some of the kids today and what some of this mask wearing and obedience has done to them mentally. We can get into their intellect. We can get into that, too. But the number, again, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. One of the memes that this guy posted, Malang Koste, on Twitter, was of a classic Tom and Jerry cartoon where there's like the big bulldog that's going after Tom in this particular cartoon, and the bulldog they're like in a house. Tom is the Taliban, and the bulldog is America, and Tom's got like that old. What do you call it? The hobo stick. Stick with the satchel on the end of it, and he's marching out toward the front door, and again he's labeled Taliban, and then the bulldog's labeled America, and the bulldog stops him at the front door. They shake hands, and then Tom passes him the hobo stick, passes the bulldog the hobo stick, shakes his hand, pats him on the back, and the bulldog walks out voluntarily
out of
the house.
It's not for nothing that Afghanistan is the graveyard of empires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I love America, and I despise the American Empire.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the government. Definitely don't want them to exist.
I mean, the idea of America, at least when I was growing up, was that land of the free, home of the brave, right? And I took mm-hmm. that seriously as a kid. I was like, freedom is what we're supposed to be all about. What I didn't know was that hardly anybody else took it as seriously as I do.
Or they believe that whatever the government says
was freedom. Yeah.
To freedom.
Yeah.
And I just love that now we can see what some of the Taliban are posting. There's another video that this is all just stuff he posted today. There's another video of some sort of facility that they now have possession of that the U.S. government, you know, ran out of there. And there's just racks and racks and racks of weaponry and guns and just brand new.
Have you seen all the libertarian memes, since we're speaking about memes, where they're all like, you know, they're doing a bad Photoshop job of themselves in, like, you know, whatever Afghanistan garb and, like, mustache.
The libertarians
and
are? I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, they're doing, like, photos of themselves, uh-huh. and they're going, okay, this is me sneaking into Afghanistan so the government can give me free weapons.
Ah, right. You're going to have to take them from the Taliban at this point. It's probably too late in that case, but definitely an account worth following. I would recommend it. Malang Koste, MalangKhosta. You know, that's cool because, you know, take out the middleman. I don't have to listen to what the media is saying now because the media, you know, wants you to believe that all these guys are monsters, and maybe some of them are. But
well, this is an ability that I saw that we had this power. We haven't been using it when we first moved in. We're like, hey, we used to have to get all of our information from the news. Now, if you want to know what's going on in the Middle East, go to the blog of some soldier.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And at least you will get that perspective.
Well, and if you want a larger perspective, go to several of them. And,
right.
You know, that way you get a nice cross-section. You're not just, you know, getting sucked into one guy's opinion. But,
exactly.
You know, it's far easier to get a cross-section today than it has ever been in my life.
Mm-hmm. Still, if you're talking about the U.S. military soldiers? Because they're going to be controlled by the military.
Well, no, sure, like, but I mean, this was my thought, sides. Like, 20 years ago, mm-hmm. is that, hey, for the first time ever, instead of relying on the media to tell me what the soldiers are experiencing, yeah. they have blogs. And I could just go to, I mean, one, sure, but yeah, absolutely. If you get a bunch of them, then you can actually see it like, okay, where do these stories agree to each other? Now, we're actually reaching the point where we can be like, hey, what is the news from different perspectives mm-hmm. in the actual environment, like feet on the ground? You know how reporters used to actually go to where things were happening
right.
and report directly on their experiences. But, I mean, that can't be allowed anymore.
Well, and if you want to even further broaden your horizon, you could seek out, blogs or social media of any kind from, like, you know, families, soldiers' wives, you know, stuff like that, right? You know, in addition to the people who are actually involved in some sort of, you know, thing, you know, get a cross-section of the people that are there. And you'll see that you know, I haven't traveled much outside of the United States, but cultures really aren't that different. You know, you get some different food, some different entertainment, but for the most part, people are people, and they're just going to be helping other humans.
They want to take care of their family, help their friends, take care of the business, you know.
It's when they get customers. Stuff shoved down their throat about nationalism and we're better than that guy over there that it all goes awry.
The number here is 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. The Taliban can meme. You can take control of the airwave.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. don't mean to make it sound like I think the Taliban are good guys. I suspect that they've got their nasty ways, too. But they should be free to have their home, and we should be free to have our home, and we should leave each other alone.
Honestly. You mean some of the psychotic ones you would call Talibananas?
With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. That's where you can go and click Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll learn about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general there. It's important to learn about this stuff because it's likely never going away. In fact, it's probably just going to get more popular over time, with Bitcoin now passing $49,000 per Bitcoin just, I think, within the last 24 hours. So,
again,
maybe it's time to learn about it. Head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started. You can watch an introductory video there that'll take you all of 3 of your precious minutes. If you want to spend more time, there's other videos that you can dig as deep into this topic as you like. And the great place to get started is Bitcoin.com. One of the most poignant things that the Taliban have been posting on social media online is what I consider to be hilarious. The U.S. Sun describes it as shocking, where the Taliban donned some of the military equipment that they, armor and camo and night vision gear, helmets, of the U.S. military, because, again, an S-ton of stuff was left behind. Billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have been leaving an unbelievable amount of equipment behind this entire war.
Yeah.
But this takes the cake.
I think that it was planned. I think there was some sort of, behind-the-scenes agreement by somebody that was just like, we're going to leave you a whole bunch of stuff accidentally.
I could see it being planned. I could also see them just getting salty about the fact that they're leaving and being like, well, since this wasn't planned out in advance, we're just going to not figure out how to get our equipment back.
It's too much stuff for them to leave. There's no reason for them to leave that much stuff.
There's definitely no reason for them to leave that much stuff.
It's billions of dollars worth. Apparently, I saw one estimate at least $8 billion worth of various different weaponry, helicopters, missiles, tons of guns.
Anyway, right. And that's the line. Like, they used to leave, a bunch of armor and night vision goggles and sort of it's military equipment, but they've never left helicopters, missiles.
But if you live in the U.S. and you want yourself something that resembles a machine gun,
Biden just banned Russian-made guns and ammunition from being sold in the United States. So that's over.
So if we want helicopters and missiles, we should really get ourselves invaded by the U.S. government.
I wonder if we could do a movement, go to a country somewhere that's, small enough that we could take over and be like, okay, come bomb us now and leave us stuff.
Right.
But the rest of this story,
Somalia Fest 2.0,
that I wanted to share with you was that they donned the U.S. equipment and then proceeded to reenact the classic Iwo Jima flag planting photograph. Remember that? Mm-hmm. That classic photo that they made a sculpture out of at some point, and everybody's seen it. Well, now there's the Taliban version of that, with the Taliban guys wearing U.S. gear planting what I presume is the Taliban flag. It's a white and black flag in the ground, same wide shot, same, everything.
The Taliban
are hilarious.
Are parody artists.
Yeah. It's very poignant, very funny, and kudos to them.
When you showed me the picture, I laughed. I was like, that's hilarious.
Pwned, you can't say they don't have a sense of humor. They definitely, at least some of them do, whoever's posting this and creating this this propaganda.
Well, they've definitely had enough time to sit back and be like, if we ever take Kabul, we should totally do this.
Yep.
And they all laugh and like, yes, we should totally do that.
And they did.
And however many years later, they're like, wait, seriously? We took the capital? Okay, well, we have these memes that we have been storing up.
Well, and so, for the last couple of decades or so, when the United States was doing whatever it was doing over there, it claimed it was, nation building or, making sure that, a regime of, hatred didn't get into power, all this kind of stuff. And so they spent 20 years, right? And how long did it take for it to fall? A day?
Not long.
So this thing that you spent 20 years, supposedly building up and making sure it was going to be, you know, your type of leader, you know, whatever they inserted the right people into leadership positions or whatever. Whatever they built was so fragile, gone in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Gone
trillions of dollars.
Trillions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Your dollars.
Thousands of lives. I mean, who's counting the lives that have been lost? Oh, yeah. And then thousands upon thousands more with PTSD and all kinds of mental issues.
And the whole narrative on this thing is, we shouldn't be leaving. Instead of going, hey, maybe we shouldn't have been there in the first place.
That's right.
That is the correct perspective, in my opinion.
So, the Pew Research Center, changing gears to what's going on here in the United States. And then maybe we could talk about what's happening in Australia and France with massive protests, conflicts with the police in the streets, crazy stuff happening.
It's just small stuff.
But even crazier is the change in what Americans believe about free speech. And this isn't just a study of college students, because usually if you want to hear bad things about free speech in Americans, you talk to college students, they want to crack down on it. No, this is a study of Americans, according to the Pew Research Center, reported over at Reason.com, and it came out just yesterday. The American appetite for social media censorship is increasing. 48% of survey respondents now want the government to restrict so-called misinformation, compared with just 39% of Americans, which was too high back in 2018. So that's a huge increase in just a few years' time, according to Pew Research Center, which asked respondents what should be done about false information online. The percentage of people who thought that social media companies themselves should curb misinformation has barely changed over the last few years. It's 59% today versus 56% 3 years ago. But for support for government action is what jumped up 9 points.
Okay, I have an exercise for all you listeners out there. When you hear us read something like this and it talks about social media or a specific platform and what they're doing, just replace that with books.
Like book burning, you mean?
Misinformation. If you just read that same thing, except it was talking about books, right?
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of Americans think the government should go through all of the books in existence and see what misinformation is in there and do something about it?
Well, so here's an example. 1984. That did not actually happen. That
or
is not
it?
Factual.
I mean, it's pretty close
it
to what we see
today. It is not factual that that occurred
in 1984.
Dude,
I lived in 1984.
Now, the fact that that is not factual technically makes it misinformation. Now, a reasonable person would call that fiction, but an unreasonable person or agency would call that misinformation.
Right.
So, should they be cracking down on misinformation as if you were privy to the absolute nature of reality and could determine what was truth and fiction?
Right. And, of course, this suggests that the government knows what's the difference between the truth and what is not true, and they should be able to decide those things, and not only decide them, but enforce them.
Well, I think Mr. Information is going to have something to say about all this, too.
603-283-6160. Are you in that 48% of Americans who want the government to restrict so-called misinformation? We want to hear from you. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Bipartisan lawmakers with military backgrounds on Friday took part in a roundtable to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, urging the White House to extend their evacuation efforts beyond the Kabul airport, while arguing the August 31st deadline was helping fuel the chaos on the ground.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee Thursday demanded to know where Vice President Kamala Harris has been after the fall of Afghanistan. Speaking to Newsmax.
Where is she defending women and girls, standing up for human rights, standing up for these women and girls who we know they're going to be pushed into sex slavery? They're going to have to hide in houses because the Taliban has said they are going to eliminate them.
This is USA Radio News.
COVID continues to spread in one of the country's largest school districts. Los Angeles County health officials announcing yesterday the death of a teenager with underlying conditions. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News yesterday. What needs to be done to stop COVID from spreading in schools?
Masking in schools, absolutely. Distancing, cohorting, testing in schools to decrease transmission. Indeed, we are seeing a concerning number of children who are getting sick from COVID-19. But in many of those cases, and in most of those cases, it is because these prevention measures are actually not being taken.
Walensky yesterday congratulating the Atlanta Falcons on being the first NFL team to reach 100% vaccination. She tweets, teamwork like this is what it will take to defeat this virus. GM issuing a recall of the Chevy Bolt. The company announcing Friday it's recalling all Bolts worldwide because the electric car's lithium-ion batteries could catch fire. The recall involving about 60,000 cars in the U.S. and 73,000 worldwide. This latest recall prompted after a car in Arizona caught fire a few weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Do you think that the government ought to restrict information that is considered to be false, of course, by them, online? And the number of Americans who are saying yes to that has gone up. However, when you dig in a little bit deeper, things get a little bit partisan as far as these numbers are concerned. We'll share that with you coming up here with you tonight. It's Ian.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
And again, don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And you can interact on our social media platform over at social.freetalklive.com. Sites like Twitter, sites like Facebook, these are big tech companies. I know a lot of people were excited that the head of Twitter posted Murray Rothbard recently, like, Twitter!
I don't even know what to make
of that. It's going free! It's getting free! No, I don't think it's going to change, okay?
I kind of agree with
controlled
you.
Controlled opposition, maybe?
But yeah. At the same time, it did get people curious, and so what I did was I posted, hey, if you're curious about what this guy, you know, had posted, here's a link to the free PDF that you can read!
Okay, so Since we bring that up, have you guys heard about like the anarchist handbook that was it was put together by Michael Malas? And
that's different from the anarchist cookbook from decades ago.
Definitely. So the anarchist handbook, it's just all of the writings of legitimate anarchists, both left and right throughout time. Mostly older stuff, which has no copyright on it. Some of it newer stuff that he got permission to use, but he put all of this together in one handy dandy book. And it shot up to number one.
Wow.
Like, it was the number one bestseller.
On the New York Times bestseller list?
Yes, it was the number one bestseller for, like, days.
This summer or something like that?
Yeah, this summer.
What's it called? Oh, the handbook, right.
Yeah, which, like, I'm flabbergasted. I had no idea that there was that kind of a market.
That's unbelievable.
Right? I mean, I don't know.
Great news, actually, that there is that kind of a curiosity at the very least, right?
Exactly.
For that type of material, because anarchist thought has been around for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years.
And, you know, systematically repressed.
Absolutely.
What with it being anti-institution.
Well, anti-institution of force,
at least. Well, unfortunately, that's been the majority of the institutions.
Yeah, that's true.
How do we find this? Because I can't even believe the New York Times would even allow that. Like, even if it were being a bestseller, I suspect that they would take it off the list, that it would never make it to any top 10 or a top 20 or anything.
How did you come to know this?
Maybe it wasn't the New York Times, but it was the Amazon number one bestseller list.
Okay. Somewhere bestseller. So how did you find out about it?
I just heard about it. So I listened to Michael Malice and Dave Smith. Dave Smith, who is my president of the future. And was at Porkfest.
I don't need a president, so, but feel free to have your own.
Yeah, that seems a little bit more possible to me to make the Amazon list, because that's mostly automated from what I can tell, meaning that, you know, if a thing starts selling, it shows up on their automated top 10 list, and there's not necessarily somebody, eventually someone could react and take it down.
Oh, yeah, it takes you like a day or two to figure out that you need to repress this information.
Yeah.
Which, still, even then... The fact that even for 1 hour there was so much interest in anarchist thought that it became the number one bestseller.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say that that's bad news or anything like that. That's great. I don't think that we're going to see a significant shift anytime soon based on numbers, you know, that we're seeing out there of what Americans think. Look, 48% of Americans want to restrict freedom of speech. So even if another 5% becomes anarchist, that's not going
to
change anything.
According to whom?
According to the Pew Research Center.
Well, do they have a vested interest in making people believe that the repression of free speech is desirable?
I don't know. Pew's done some interesting polls over the years. I mean, I can't say for sure what their interests are, although I'll tell you this. One of the interesting things about these numbers is they're comparing the study they did in 2018 to what they're doing this year. They found that 9%, so it was 40%, or 39%, is now 48% of Americans want the government to restrict so-called misinformation online. But when you break it down by politics, things get a little bit partisan. Turns out, in 2018, 40% of Democrats, and those leaning Democrat, wanted the government to restrict so-called misinformation online. 37% of Republicans and those who lean Republican wanted the government to restrict. So relatively similar numbers in 2018.
I don't think that actually tells us anything.
Well, let me tell you the rest of it. Hold on. So the rest of it is here this year in 2021. It is now 65% of Democrats and those who lean Democrat that want the government to restrict misinformation online, and 28% of Republicans and those who lean Republican. So the number of Democrats has gone up dramatically, and the number of Republicans has gone down significantly.
Well, so the way that this question is phrased, it makes certain suppositions as to what is technically possible in reality. So in order to restrict misinformation, it must be possible for somebody, some agency, to know for certain what is true and what is false about objective reality.
The Ministry of Truth.
So, hypothetically, if someone was able to absolutely be certain about this being false information, I could see someone wanting them to restrict that. But the fact of the matter is, that's not reality. That's not how finding out what is real works.
Well, I can't see anyone who values freedom of speech wanting to restrict misinformation, period. Because if you understand what free speech is, you understand that that means people should be free to tell a lie, that people should be free to attempt to mislead. As libertarians, we don't agree with fraud. However, I don't agree more so with putting people in cages for saying things I disagree with, for saying things that are not necessarily true. I think that let the lies fly and let the truth go out as well, and let people make their own decisions as to what they believe.
Well, and that is the problem, is that we forgot why we had free speech. Because we... I guess I shouldn't speak for anyone else, but I grew up with this idea that part of what it meant to be an American was to have free speech.
Yeah,
but
me too.
They didn't actually tell me why. They just explained that this was necessary for a free society.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't tell me why it was necessary to have free speech for a free society. Now, I had to figure that out on my own. I had to do my own philosophical research to find out, okay, the way it works is this.
Yeah,
if you have all of the ideas, then you can let them shake out and find the truth.
Right, they don't teach philosophy in public schools.
Oh, no.
If they did, public schools would be done. Just to segue back to the Anarchist Handbook, I found an article from TampaDispatch.com. Michael Malice's Anarchist Handbook soars to the top of Amazon bestsellers.
Okay.
Shocked everyone, including himself. Speaking,
he's a good writer.
Says a placement in Amazon's overall top 10 and resting well above big names such as Jordan Peterson, Oprah Winfrey, and Barack Obama.
Wow.
His own website claims that it's the number 3 top seller on Amazon currently.
Right now?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Still?
That's what, if you go to michaelmalice.com.
When was this published, or when was this news?
Was May 31st.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's got some staying power.
So this has been top 5.
Well, this article was published May 31st. I don't know about his website.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So it was number 3 in May. It's probably not number 3 today.
I don't know. All I know is that this article says it was in the top 10 as of when it was published May 31st. So,
well, I mean, the very fact that that's possible indicates something fundamentally revolutionary in America. Like, people have a hunger for ideas that have explanatory power.
Yeah, and I hope that they do something about it, because so far Americans have been pretty disappointing in their level of resistance against the arbitrary so-called authority of these government gangsters. I mean, we're seeing more courage out of the French than we are in the United States, with tremendous numbers of people in the streets. I think you told me off here.
And we're also seeing a lot more reason for courage in France.
Yeah, but you're not going to see that in San Francisco. I mean, the reason is the vaccine passport. That's what has got people out in the streets right now in France. It is in effect. It is in force. And people are going out to oppose it. I guarantee you, you're not going to see 100,000 people in San Francisco streets over this. More coming up here, because San Francisco is doing the exact same thing.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Hey, Captain.
Sorry, didn't realize the mic was live.
With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer. And some guy, some mouthy guy with a beard.
603-283-6160, that's the number here. We're talking about a, well, relatively sad poll showing that Americans, 48%, would like to see the government restrict so-called false information online. Although it is, when it breaks down to partisanship, it is mostly Democrats.
Well, hold on. Let's consider this for a second. Okay, so if you think about all of the false information coming out of the government,
yeah. I would say almost everything they say.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, not only is it almost everything they say, I would actually say that that is the majority of false information that exists. Comes out of the government.
Hmm.
I mean, for example, you know, when they lied us into a forever war. That was a lot of false information coming out of the government.
I don't know, man. I'll give it to you. There's a lot of false information
Everything
coming out of the government.
Everything that comes out of Fauci's face is false information coming
from
the government.
There's also a lot of private liars out there. I mean, there's a ton of Bitcoin scams. There's a ton of scams top to bottom in a lot of different fields. So you got to be careful.
Although we should certainly cancel the institutional liars.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I mean, it would be reasonable for them to restrict themselves. So if they actually restricted themselves from giving us false information, that would be great.
Well, in order to do that, they would have to disappear, and that would be the best solution. Just have them go away entirely.
Yes.
Right. So 48% of Americans are like, hey, just go away.
I don't think that's what they want.
Yeah.
I think they believe the government. They trust the government, especially the Democrats right now, because, well, the Democrats are in charge, which is why you saw over the last 3 years, again, it was 2018, 40% of those who are Democrat or lean Democrat supported the government restricting information online. Now it's 65%. So under Trump, not that many Democrats wanted to see the government restrict information because they knew that it would likely target them. But now that they're the ones in charge, go whole hog, government. You can control anything you want.
The question is specifically false information.
That's correct. Since
most of the information coming out of the government is false, if they restricted false information, they would shut up.
Yeah, but you and I both know that's a ridiculous fantasy and that they're not going to restrict themselves.
I can still want a ridiculous fantasy.
And the Democrats certainly don't see it that way either. I mean, these people believe in the state. And you know, to the Republicans' credit, at least they have gone in a different direction here, and they have said, no, the U.S. government shouldn't take steps to restrict false
information. You've illustrated, you know, the very thing, the very point that like I try to drive home, which is when you have an institution of force, of violence, you know, when people argue over it, the binary nature of the two parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, when they argue, all they're doing is taking turns pointing the gun at you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, the party that I want is now pointing guns at this other, these people that I don't like, so I'm okay with it. Or, oh, no, the other party's got the gun and they're pointing it at me, yeah. So now I don't want any part of it. That's an excellent illustration.
This is a false choice. So I want the government to restrict false information coming out of the government. I do not want the government restricting false information coming from any other source. So this is a false choice. No matter whether you say yes or no, you back yourself into a terrible, oppressive corner.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you say no, you're against the government restricting false information online, which is a pro-free speech
position. If you are
against
the government restricting false information online, then you are in favor of the government lying to you online.
Well, that's not true, because we know the government's going to lie. It doesn't matter what they say. Everything they say is a lie.
Well, that's just your own jaded hopelessness, which is warranted, given that we're talking about the government.
Yes.
But you also should not assent to them lying
to
you.
That's not assenting to them lying. It's an opinion survey saying should they take a violent action against people for saying things that they say is not true. That's what they're talking about.
Should they take a violent action against violent people, i.e. themselves? Sure.
But that never happens, and that's not the question.
Well, I can want a thing that never happens.
Well, you can want all you want. It ain't going to make a difference.
Have fun with your wanting.
They're going to do whatever they want to do, and this isn't a question about that. Now, of course, the Republicans, if they were in charge, likely they wouldn't have had their numbers go down. I suspect we'd see the Republican numbers going up as well on government restricting.
I don't know. We've seen, at least in my lifetime, I'm 49 years old now, daily, almost, it seems, more of our civil liberties are being restricted in one way or another. We're losing, you know, rights or privileges left and right. And I don't see it getting any better anytime soon.
No.
Unless a whole bunch of people who are very, very passionate about freedom congregate together somewhere and try and do something about
it. Like here in New Hampshire. Let's go to Robert. He's in South Carolina listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that it'll be impossible for people to figure out what's possible and what's not possible, because we're still far away from figuring out what's possible in terms of quantum physics. We only know the bare essentials of it at this point in time, and we've just made a major discovery. We're making major discoveries even in the last couple of weeks, we made another major discovery.
What was that?
It concerns the Higgs boson particle. It's another aspect of it here. You want me to let you know?
If you can sum it up in 30 seconds in a way that an average listener could have some sort of grasp on.
I can't describe it.
I didn't think you could. So let's just move on. What's your point?
Apparently it's about the particle that supposedly gives things mass.
Okay. What's your point, Robert?
Okay, there are things that get... Some atomic particles have mass and some don't, and mm-hmm. some can acquire mass, actually. But if you want to take a look, take the LHC physics at 10. There's an article here. It's called The Higgs Boson, What Makes It Special? And they describe what's going on there.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Well, is he still on the line?
No, he's gone.
Oh. Well, I do want to point out that he started this with, people cannot determine what is possible and isn't possible. Wait, so you're determining whether that's possible.
603-283-6160 is the number here.
Now, I will say that if you are saying that something is impossible, you're probably wrong. And if you're saying that something is possible, you're probably right.
Oh, people can never fly. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I've never been in a jetliner myself. Yeah.
We will never solve the Byzantine general's problem, ever.
All right, so let's go over to what's happening in France and Melbourne, Australia, because I've seen some pretty amazing videos online today.
So the thing about France, though, I have to preface this, and that is that the numbers are actually down from last week. This week it was only 175,000 people, but last week it was like 215,000.
Yeah, it's still a lot of people.
That's larger than, well, a lot of cities.
Mm-hmm. See, it's not even a 250,000 people that showed up in one place to say how terrible this was.
I mean, can you imagine? I mean, Keene is, what, 40,000?
No,
people?
It's like 20-ish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like 18 outside of college.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was like 23 or something like that, yeah. So can you imagine 10 times the population of Keene protesting somewhere?
No, I would not want to be in a protest that large. It sounds quite uncomfortable.
And I would just like to also point out, this is from Yahoo, or actually from Reuters, believe it or not, republished by Yahoo. Protesters in France demonstrate against COVID pass for the sixth weekend in a row.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's some staying power.
Yeah. And what are they protesting against, of course?
The vaccine passport.
The health pass, the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. They're calling it the health pass.
Yes, it's EU-wide, and in France and other countries.
Because they have to call it something not negative.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right? So, what can we call this incredibly oppressive and fascist thing? Right? Oh, let's call it the health pass.
Well, and thank God that they're doing this, because, ladies and gentlemen, when this passes in France, it will pass everywhere.
It's
when
already rolling out in San Francisco.
New York, it will go through everywhere.
It's gone through in New York City. Just not New York State yet. It's New York City,
yeah.
San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New Orleans, nice. I've heard at right. minimum. Yeah. I think you said something off the air tonight. Washington State may be implementing something similar, but I don't have the details on that yet.
Washington State is doing the mask mandates again.
Okay.
Yeah.
No vaccine passport?
I'll have to check back on
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah. France and New York are the camel's nose. And if you let the camel's nose into that tent,
yep.
that camel is getting into the tent.
Headlines say Washington State will require all teachers to be vaccinated. So it's not going to be a statewide vaccine mandate yet. But for if you work for the government, probably going to happen to you.
That's the statewide indoor mask mandate.
Yes.
So apparently if you go outside, you don't have to wear a mask.
They'll change that coming up this fall.
I mean, I'm surprised that really, it hasn't grown to every state in the union, that vax ports and the mask mandate. I'm just really surprised.
Well, it's not cold yet. Just give them time. Mm-hmm. They're gearing up.
I don't want to give them any ideas
this
either.
This fall
so.
Is when they make that push.
Yeah, they're gearing up for this right now. They're talking to the technology companies. They're getting their ducks in a line. They're letting people feel a little bit of what it's like to be back out there and doing things again, and they're going to take it right away. We're coming up. It's free.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.